The prophecy from the book of Daniel actually has two parts. First part, the 70-week, 490-year prophecy, foretells the first coming of Christ and his sacrificial death. The second part involves a companion number to the 70-week prophecy, this time the number 2300 days. Now this number is also extremely important since it conceals the secret of the time of Jesus' second coming. Now back in the 24th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus' apostles asked him, "When shall these things be, and when shall be the sign of thy coming?" Jesus answered, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place." This is in Matthew 24. Now this abomination of desolation passage referred to by Jesus is found in the book of Daniel just a few verses before the 70-week prophecy. Now Daniel's abomination of desolation prophecy reads, quote, "How long shall be the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, under 2,300 days." Daniel 8:13-14. Now the number 2,300 days is the key to understanding the apostles of Jesus' question, "When shall these things be? When will you return?" Now, we know from Ezekiel's day for year principle that 2,300 days can actually be 2,300 years. In other words, this prophecy is telling us that Christ will appear after a 2,300 year period of time. Now, if we can determine when this prophecy was supposed to begin, then we will know when Christ is due to return. Now, the Baha'i writings advise us to use the same starting date of 457 B.C. that we used in the 70-week calculation. So, when we count forward 2,300 years from 457 B.C., we arrive at the year 1844 of the Christian era. Now, 1844 is the same exact year that several Adventist Christian groups pinpointed as the time of Christ's return. Now, is this truly the year that the 2,300 days prophecy foretold? Did anything important happen in 1844? Now, the year 1844 was the year when the Baha'i faith began. And the Baha'i faith very clearly claims to be the fulfillment of the Christian prophecies.